Any post-trade regrets going on?
Well, I don't think the organization regrets the trades. I mean, if you make trades like that, you can't regret them. Maybe down the line, but right away you can't. And they got some good assets back, but in the short term, they're not a very good team without those guys, and they were a bad, bad team before. So there's going to be some bumps here the next couple of months. And Zach Bogosian's been a very nice addition for them. He's played a lot of minutes already, a big physical presence, but they missed Tyler Myers. He played 25 minutes, moved the puck all over the ice. They missed Drew Stafford. He was their third leading scorer, a veteran. They missed Jonas Enroth, who was their number one goalie. So there's going to be some bumps in the road here for the next couple months.
And you tweeted that out this week. The Sabres already miss Enroth.
They do. I mean, he was maybe the league's best goalie in shootouts, and he had a terrific record. He stole them some wins, and Tuesday night in New Jersey, you already saw, Michael Neuwirth just isn't that great in shootouts, and the Sabres kind of went down meekly in the shootout.
And what about that? Because he had 34 saves, but that shootout, just when I watched it, it looked like it just blindsided him.
Yeah, Michael Neuwirth looked very overmatched in the shootout, and that's kind of what separated Michael Neuwirth and Jonas Enroth, at least a little bit. Jonas was so good in those shootouts, gave the Sabres, I guess, 6 wins it was, and Michael Neuwirth, they kind of just went down meekly.
Now, Neuwirth said that after the game that there was plenty of scoring chances on both sides.
Those are two of the league's weakest offenses, so I'm not sure how true that is, but the Sabres, they can't score goals, and they're barreling toward the all-time low mark for goals scored in a season, and it's a mark they set last season. So to have that mark 2 years in a row is just pathetic.
What were you expecting to see in Tuesday night's game?
I was kind of expecting what I saw, a low-scoring, 2-1 shootout-type game. They're just two boring, boring teams with no offensive firepower.
Now, off that loss, they return tonight in Philly against the Flyers. So what do they need to do to recoup from that loss and make up the difference in possibly winning?
Well, they played well the other night against the Flyers. They lost 2-1, and when you lose 2-1, you don't generate much, and not a lot is going on. It's hard to see that they played well. But Ted Nolan was pretty adamant that they played well. And I think if they play a similar game, limit scoring chances, they could maybe steal a 2-1, 3-2 win.
So what is Coach Ted Nolan saying about the team in this post-trade era?
Well, he told them last week, we're not going to be sacrificial lambs. We're not going to go out there and get slaughtered. And Ted Nolan's a proud guy. And through most of the season, effort hasn't been a problem for the Sabres. They're just not good enough. So I think down the stretch, you might see some ugly losses. You might see a lot of losses. But you still should see some pretty good efforts. And maybe they can pull some out. I mean, they have at times been okay this year. They were very good in December, and they've already lost a lot of guys, but I still think they could pull out some wins.
Pretty powerful statement from him, too.
It was.
Some sad news earlier this week regarding Sabres former defenseman Steve Matador. He had died this past weekend in Canada. And I know you wrote about him in the past, and you wrote some memories of him as a player.
Yeah, I got to know Steve over his 2 years with the Sabres, saw most days, and he was just a fun guy, always great to talk to, always had some insight, curious about the world, loved by his teammates. He was a guy, he was with the Sabres, he was taking college classes. And Mike Weber talked about Steve Matador doing homework on the plane. And Mike Weber talked about just how Steve Matador tried to mentor him and always had an answer for everything, and how they just spent plane rides and meals talking, and how just last week after the big trade with Winnipeg that Steve had checked in with some of the guys to see how they were. So that's just the guy Steve Matador was.
And just 35 years old. Tell us what happened toward the end of his career in hockey. He wasn't playing.
After the Sabres traded his rights to Chicago, he played with Chicago for not even a full season. He had a concussion, and he had a lot of problems recovering from it. He tried to make a comeback in the AHL. He played a little bit in Russia, and it just didn't work out. And he had acknowledged in some interviews he had battled some depression. So it's very, very sad.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what they conclude of the cause of his death. Well, Bill Hoppe, Buffalo Sabres beat reporter, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Eileen.